If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Bold, brash, and barely legal. It's your daily dose of fresh intelligence from RadarOnline.com.
Ex-Real Housewives of Atlanta star NeNe Leakes is exposing emails from network execs that told her it was, quote, bad for business, to call out former co-star Kim Zolciak-Bierman over alleged racist remarks. As Radar Online previously reported, Leakes is suing Andy Cohen, NBC Universal, Bravo, True Entertainment, and Truly Original. The iconic reality star accuses the defendants of fostering a hostile work environment and allowing Bierman to make racist comments without consequences. In her suit, Leakes lists several incidents where he believes Bierman said racist remarks and that it all came to a head in 2017. Leakes' lawyer said, quote, in the days leading up to the premiere, Bierman's racially inappropriate behavior reared its ugly head again. Documents state that, quote, Mrs. Leakes, some of her fellow black housewives, were outraged by the claim that Mrs. Leakes' house was roach-infested, a term that Mrs. Leakes and fellow housewives felt was racially offensive for its cultural implications of impoverished black women living in the projects, unquote. The suit says she then took the issue to NBC and Bravo, along with Mr. Cohen. Leakes says she was told that her reporting of Bierman was, quote, not good for business, unquote, and that she needed to take it offline. She says the network forced her to remove the posts, but allowed Kim to keep hers up. Leakes says the attacks on her relating to the tax lien were, quote, clearly retaliatory, unquote. The reality star claims she was hit with an $824,000 tax lien that was ultimately paid off in full. The claims continued saying, quote, NBC, Bravo, and True Entertainment used this issue as a justification for having concern about Mrs. Leakes' professional future and as a justification for silencing her. In contrast, other, non-black housewives were allowed to do much worse without consequence, or even threat of consequence, unquote. Leakes says the network and Cohen had no issue with fellow housewives Teresa Giudice, who faced years of tax issues, or Dorit Kemsley, who was also hit with her own liens. Bravo has yet to respond to the lawsuit in court.
Now don't you feel smarter? For more fresh intelligence, visit RadarOnline.com and hit subscribe.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.